Gravity moves how it wishes here, so I don't fight trying to control my body anymore. But then, I feel my skin prick all over. My stomach squeezes before I see them slithering. The spirits are wisps of white and black, wafting through this world, circling me. They slide through the crevices, the open spaces between my body parts. They could almost touch me. Almost. I try to move away from them, but there are so many of them, and only one of me. And the gray space between all of us goes darker. But then, something new happens. I'm dumped into a different dream where I'm falling from a sky that looks like the one of my waking world. My stomach is ripped away as I drop, drop, drop. The wind burns my lungs and I think I might die. Until I hit the ground with a thud and there is no more darkness, an anomaly. This has never happened when I dream of the gray. Here, it's a bright day. The sun hurts my eyes, but I blink the world into view. My house sitting across the street. I can smell roses. Where have you been? Derek's voice calls, and I twist my body to him. He is younger, 15, and climbing out of his window while the branches of the rose bush grow like they're trying to climb inside of it. He jumps down, his arms scratching against the leaves and thorns. He plucks a pink pippin rose off its branch to hand to me. Smiles. They're in full bloom now. The rose is yellow around the edges and beautiful in my palm. I bring it to my nose, inhale the sweet fragrance as he watches me. But then, the smell starts to change. Rancid, rotting. I gag and hold it away from my body. What's wrong, Arya? Derek says. And when I look up at him, his dark skin goes pale until it starts to fade. He tries to touch his face, but his hand goes right through it. Arya. His voice is thin, scared. It makes my heart thrum. Before I can reach for him, he is nothing but wisps of black, and the world around us both goes gray.